What's at the Cape Drive Time? Welcome back to the show. 0722380712 is the WhatsApp number. 47913 if you still do the SMS thing. Reports of heavy fighting as Turkey presses ahead with Operation Peace Spring against SDF fighters in northern Syria. President Erdogan has said the offensive aims to remove the Kurdish-led forces from the border area and to create a safe zone to which millions of Syrian refugees can be returned. Online to explain what Operation Peace Spring is about is Turkish Ambassador to South Africa, Elif Orgun. Ambassador, assalamu alaikum, welcome.
Alaikum salam. Thank you very much for inviting me and for asking for the ambassador's explanations. First and foremost, yes, Turkish military forces have started the Operation Peace Spring as of 9th of October last week, and it's advancing. The other thing is the SDF forces, as you have put it, they are not representing the Kurdish population of Syria. They are an offspring of the terrorist organization PKK, who had claimed more than 30,000 lives in their military of terrorist operations in Turkey for the last 3 years. And SDF consists of the YPG, the rebranded, the American advised rebranded name. And therefore, they are not representing the Kurdish people, the Kurdish population. They consist of Kurdish guerrilla terrorists, but also other ethnic origins. Unfortunately, it is yet another terrorist organization that was supposedly fighting to the other terrorist organization, Daesh, in the region. And it has been for many years that the Turkish authorities had been sharing this concern, because for us, this operation represents three major objectives. Mm-hmm. One, to secure our borders from this terrorist existentialist threat from which we had been long suffered, not only the Turkish people in the borderline, but also the Syrians on the other side of the border have been suffering. We are sharing our longest border with Syria. Actually, it's more than 800 kilometers long. The second thing is to secure our borders, to fight terrorist YPG, SDF, as you might call it, but also Daesh in those areas. And thirdly, to create a safe zone which hopefully will end up in the repatriation of the Syrian migrants who had been living in Turkey since the inception of the situation in Syria, now currently amounting to more than 4 million. And out of this 4 million, 400,000 of these Syrian guests we have in Turkey are of Kurdish origin.
Right. Now, looking at the situation, does this plan have any approval from Turkey, for example, from the government of Bashar al-Assad? I'm pretty sure that Turkey still has some kind of relationships with Syria, because he seems to be the only recognizable leader at the moment in Damascus.
No, indeed, Turkey does not recognize the government in Syria, because we cannot tolerate and we cannot really talk with a government who is consistently agreeing to the suffering of its people for the last 6-7 years, and Turkey is becoming a witness of this. We see this government, this so-called Syrian government, as one of the major reasons of the whole plight, the humanitarian plight in the region. Therefore, we do not have a relationship, we do not have a contact with its leader, neither with the regime. Nevertheless, of course, we respect the people of Syria, and we respect the territorial integrity of Syria. Another objective of this operation that the Turkish military is being pursuing is to respect the territorial integrity of Syria.
Okay, as I say, we're trying to find our way around all the complexities of what's happening in the region. And of course, I'm using SDF / YPG. I have to stay in the middle as a journalist. It's not for me to label people terrorist, peaceful, or whatever. That's not my job. Mm-hmm. But looking at the situation in terms of the role the United States has played, okay, U.S. forces have left the area. What was Turkey's view of what appeared to be an arrangement between United States and the SDF, for lack of phraseology, fighting Daesh, fighting another terrorist organization? Turkey's take on that?
Yeah, great question indeed. It was very unfortunate that, because since the very beginning, we kept saying to the United States, who are our allies in NATO and who are we believed that our partners to understand us very well, did not. And it was a mistake that was continued with this administration, but started with the Obama administration. They started to arm the SDF, which I said at the beginning as rebranding of the terrorist organization PKK, with the idea that this group could effectively fight on behalf of the United States against Daesh. No, they did not fight on behalf of anybody. They fought their own war against the Republic of Turkey, against the Turkish interests, and by pursuing their, unfortunately, terrorist very, I would say, irredentist policies. That was what they have done. Meanwhile, it is the understanding, unfortunately, in the Western media and part of a Turkey bashing campaign, that Turkey will not fight effectively as a terrorist organization, the so-called SDF, but fighting against ISIS. This is not true. Turkey is the country, the only NATO country, the only country who is fighting with its own military forces against Daesh since the very outbreak of this very horrible terrorist organization. Turkey and the Turkish people are the largest victims of Daesh terrorism in our own lands and also in the Syrian lands. So obviously Daesh remains as a major threat to the Turkish interest. We will continue our effective fight against Daesh. We told this to the Americans. We told this to the other partners and allies of Turkey who kept arming other terrorist groups to fight Daesh. And unfortunately, as you see today, the fight was not as effective as it should be in the last couple of years. So ultimately, we decided to take it into our hands. So currently, we are fighting both against SDF and YPG, which are not representing the Kurds, as I said, but also to Daesh, apparently also they are having those prisons for the Daesh terrorists there. Turkey is taking responsibility of all of these. We have been working on rehabilitation programs for the families of Daesh, and apparently we will also be searching that those Daesh terrorists will also be extradited to their own home countries in Europe, most of the cases.
Now, we've heard reports, and getting accurate reports is extremely difficult, that a place where some Daesh people, terrorists, were held, that mm-hmm. some of them have actually escaped, that they are on
the... They didn't escape. According to, I don't know, I didn't have them officially confirmed, but also in the Turkish media, in the last couple of hours, there are also some video excerpts being shared on social media showing that one of the Daesh prisons that was supposedly being under the control of YPG, the doors were open and they were evacuated. So we really don't know whether this is just a social media, illusion, or it is true, but the Turkish forces, together with the Syrian Free Army forces on land, will just find it out. And apparently, if that has been the case, it is also one of the facts that if you fight a terrorist organization with another terrorist organization, of how things could really turn around.
Now, if we look at the area, I'm looking at a map in front of me and the plans of resettlement, etc. Is the mm-hmm. Turkish government prepared to recognize the fact that on the ground right now, there are other groups? There are, for example, there's Yazidis, there are Christian mm-hmm. Syrians. Mm-hmm. There's lots of other mm-hmm. ethnic groups in that area. Will Turkey sure. respect the sovereignty of those particular population groups in this northern Syria zone?
Of course, there's no question about it. We respect all people who belong to the area, their rights. We are there to give the rights to them so that they can exercise their rights as it was before. Apparently, the whole situation is because there was a power vacuum in that part of Syria. Even, of course, all the situation with the Syrian regime, and that power vacuum was filled by those terrorist groups. So the Turkish idea is to just make it a safe zone so that all groups, regardless of their religions, regardless of their ethnic groups, enjoy. Indeed, currently some of these groups are already in Turkey, and they are all have declared their support to the Operation Peace Spring. Everybody is looking for a ceasefire and a lasting peace. The Turkish political position is to look for a political solution in Syria. And hopefully this will only be, this will only come once the terrorist fighting in that borderline ends. And we are looking forward to that. We also have a very high level of civilian sensitivity towards the protection of the civilians in the region. And that can also easily be seen in the earlier operations that the Turkish military had taken. As I said before, Turkey is the only country whose national army is fighting Daesh. So we stick to the rules. We are not a terrorist organization who is fighting there. We are a regular military. We are conducting a regular military operation which is respecting all necessary rules to respect and to minimize the civilian casualties over there. And this is the situation, actually. But unfortunately, if you look at the social media, there is a lot of course, this and that, that people will get confused. So we really pray for the well-being of our soldiers there, and hopefully to have a precise, a limited, restricted operation which can clear the area, and look forward for the repatriation of those groups who would like to return to their homeland who are currently in Turkey.
Now, if we look at the situation in northern Syria, if Operation Peace Spring is a success, how soon do you see the repatriation of Syrian refugees? First part of the question, and second part of the question, have the 400,000 that you've spoken about within Turkey expressed a willingness to go back?
Well, thanks for that question as well. Indeed, the duration of the operation can't be foreseen from today, but the Turkish military is doing things very quickly. And as far as the news are coming, we understand that a lot of the area is already cleared from the terrorist threat. So if that takes place with that pace, hopefully we would expect an earlier date for the time to come for those Syrians who would like to go back to their land to do so. Indeed, I cannot really emphasize a particular date, but coming to the Syrian migrants in Turkey, according to the surveys, a lot of them, amounting to a million of them, declared that they would be looking forward to go back to their homeland when the situation over there is calm and secure.
Is your president and the government of Turkey worried about an escalation of conflict in northern Syria? We've also been hearing reports today of Syrian forces coming up into the area to ostensibly support SDF or to create their own barrier zone. Is the Turkish government not worried about an escalation of conflict?
No, we're not worried because apparently these lands do belong to the Syrian people. We strongly hope that these lands will be secured and taken under control of the Syrian people themselves, of their legitimate regime. Hopefully one day they will help. And indeed, from the older days, we had agreements with the Syrian regime to the fact that they would not let their lands to be used by the terrorists against Turkey. So this understanding is still there. For us, as I said, for the Turkish government, the priority is the cleaning of the area from the terrorist formations who do not care about the civilians and any other objectives, but rather to advance their benign, their ill targeted aims. So this is our priority. So obviously, as long as there is control in the area by the Syrian forces, which will be cleaned, the operation that Turkey is carrying out would hopefully also be, in a way, facilitated.
Ambassador, final question. This is something coming in from a listener who's asking. This listener's asking, Are ISIS and PKK stroke YPG the one and the same? That's the question this listener is asking. What's your answer?
No, they are not the same. They fight for different terrorist aims. PKK has been fighting for the separation of the Turkish mainland, which is the Republic of Turkey, for the last 35 years. And they are not representing neither the Kurds of Turkey nor the Kurds of the region. They have their own separatist agenda, whereas Daesh, unfortunately, has been also one of the offsprings of the foreign interventions in the Middle East. They are abusing the religion Islam, and under the branding and fake names of being the Khalifas of Islam, they are killing anybody who are not in line with their ideology. They are both using terrorist means, but no, they are different terrorist organizations, both of which have seriously harmed Turkey in the recent years.
Ambassador Elif Olgun, Turkish ambassador in South Africa, thanks for chatting to us. Enjoy the week.
Thanks for the questions. Goodbye.